This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Today we're talking about a rather sensitive subject, teenage suicide. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Child Fatality Review Panel has recently created a set of videos aimed to talk about teen suicide. So I actually watched one of these videos. It was pretty powerful, and it had teenagers talking about their experience with attempting suicide or feelings of depression or loneliness. So Andy, can you tell us, what is the GBI hoping to do with these videos, and how are they planning to distribute them?
In the past 3 years in Georgia, there have been 144 children or teens in the state who have committed suicide. These are very big numbers, and they're higher than they were in previous years. And what the videos try to do is have actual Georgia teenagers talk about their battles with isolation and hopelessness and depression, and talk about their attempts of committing suicide. And as you said, they're very powerful. These are real kids. They're not actors. And their testimony is wrenching in some ways, but it's always very effective in the sense that they're talking in a regular voice about their situations and how they coped with them and how they got beyond the attempt and trying to get help and what to do and reaching out to other people in order to get that help. And what the public service announcements are aimed to do is to basically spread awareness of suicide and what are the signs that family members and friends should look for in terms of somebody who's very much in crisis. And just to talk about this very difficult topic. They hope to put these videos in schools. I mean, these are free of charge and schools can run them. They hope to have them in movie theaters as well. As you said, these are not actors. These are kids talking to kids from the heart.
So these videos are one way that the state is trying to prevent teen suicides, but are there any other initiatives that the state has proposed or implemented to address the issue of teen suicide?
Well, Governor Deal has put in $23 million into the fiscal 2019 budget for children's mental health services. And part of that money is supposed to go to teen suicide prevention. And his allocation of money has been long needed, and this is an area of children's mental health that has been, frankly, underfunded for many years in our state.
Okay, and you briefly mentioned that the videos kind of tell parents or adults how to kind of look for warning signs, but can you tell us, what are those warning signs that someone might need to be looking for in a teenager who they think might be at risk of suicide?
If the teenager is exhibiting changes in behavior, significant changes in behavior and appearance, if they're withdrawing from social events, if they are showing signs of isolation, those are big-time warning signs for friends and family to try to intervene and try to get this young person into some kind of counseling or some kind of help. The teenagers on the video talk about, you know, when they're at their lowest point, reaching out to friends and family members and churches and counselors as well. The videos also contain a number for the Georgia Crisis Hotline that people can call when they're really at a very low point in their lives. And there's a national number as well. But just to reach out, that these kids who are in crisis can be able to connect with people who can help them.
Andy, well, I think that wraps us up for this week. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.